Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents William W. Johnstone's The Kerrigans, Book 3, Journey into Violence. Narrated by Colleen Delaney, with performances by Helen Pifumi, Bob Payne, David Jordan, Michael John Casey, Scott McCormick, Bruce Allen Rauscher, Thomas Keegan, Matthew McGee, Zeke Alton, Chris Gennebach, Terrence Aselford, Andy Clements, Lolita Horn, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Nick DePinto, Brew Ajuashi, Andy Brownstein, Bradley Smith, Alejandro Ruiz, Eric Messner, Nusha Nawab, Jonathan Foyer, Jennifer Hopkins, Danny Stoller, Elizabeth Jernigan, Richard Rowan, Christopher Walker, Patrick Bussink, Jacob Yeh, Jeff Allen, Katie Karkoff, Gwen Grasdorf, Todd Schofield, Drew Kopas, Ken Jackson, Chris Stinson, Eva Wilhelm, Matthew Keenan, Carolyn Kashner, Tia Shearer, Maggie Donnelly, and Nanette Savard. The Kerrigans, Book 3, Journey into Violence.
Part 1, Journey into Violence. Ezra Raven stared hard at his segundo, a tall, lean man with ice in his eyes named Poke Heil, who kept his eyes on the amber whiskey in his glass. Raven was a big, raw-boned man, and his rugged face was bisected by a great cavalry mustache and chin beard.
She ran me off her property, darn red-headed Irish witch. I want that Kerrigan land, Poke. I want every last blade of grass, you understand?
I know what you want, boss, but wanting and getting are two different things.
You scared of Frank Cobb, that hard-case segundo of hers? I've heard a lot of men are.
Should I be scared of him?
He's a gun from way back. Mighty sudden on the draw and shoot.
Yeah, he scares me, but that don't mean I'm afraid to brace him.
You can shade him. You're good with a gun your own self, Poke. Maybe the best I've ever known. Hell, you gunned Bingley Abbott that time. He was the Wichita draw fighter all the folks were talking about.
Bing was fast, but he wasn't a patch on Frank Cobb. Now, that's a natural fact.
All right, then, forget Cobb for now. There's got to be a better way than an all-out range war.
Raven stepped to the ranch house window and stared out at the cloud of drifting dust where the hands were branding calves.
I offered Kate Kerrigan twice what her ranch is worth, but she turned me down flat. How do you deal with a woman like that?
Carefully. I'm told she bites.
Like a cougar. Shoved a scattergun into my face and told me to get. Me, Ezra Raven, who could buy and sell her and all she owns. Damn, I need that land. I want to be big, Poke, the biggest man around. That's just how I am, how I've always been. And I ain't about to change.
A tall, slender Pima woman stepped quietly across the floor and placed a white pill and a glass of water on Raven's desk.
Damn, is it that time again?
Take. It is time.
She wore a plain, slim-fitting calico dress, a bright blue ribbon tied back her glossy black hair, and on her left wrist she wore a wide bracelet of hammered silver. Raven had rescued her from a brothel in Dallas, and he didn't know her Indian name.
A useless quack says this'll help my heart. I think the damn thing is sugar rolled into a ball.
Man's got to follow the doctor's orders, boss.
Raven shrugged and handed the glass back to the Pima woman.
Beat it, Dora. White men are talking here. Like I said, I don't want to take on a range war. It's a messy business. 9 times out of 10, the law gets involved, and next thing you know, you're knee-deep in Texas Rangers.
Now here's a story you'll find interesting, boss. I recollect one time in Galveston, I heard a mariner talking about how he was first mate on a freighter sailing between Shanghai and Singapore in the South China Sea. Well, sir, during a watch, he saw two ironclads get into a shooting scrape. He said both ships were big as islands, and they had massive cannons and dozens of gun turrets. Both ships pounded at each other for the best part of 3 hours. In the end, neither ironclad got sunk, but both were torn apart by shells, and finally they listed away from each other, each of them trailing smoke. Nobody won that fight, but both ships paid a steep price. A range war is like that, boss. Ranchers trade gunfire, hired guns and punchers die, but in the end, nobody wins.
And then the law.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?